ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You're on The Bert Show.
We have to meet Joy.
Joy. Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hi,
Joy.
Hi, Joy.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, how are you?
Hi.
What time did you get here?
We got here at 5.
Right. 5 this morning?
No, 5 yesterday.
Oh, nicely done. And who did you bring with you to help you find a dress?
Well, I have 12 bridesmaids total.
Wow.
And there's 11 of us here, and my mom.
Hi,
and,
Mom.
Hey, Mom.
And my two maids of honor.
And your two maids of honor.
Right.
So why two?
Because I have two best friends.
No, you don't.
Are you all three really, really close? Are all three of you really close? Are
actually,
you guys as
yes.
close?
Actually, yes. Stephanie and I have been friends since the sixth grade. And Marina met in college.
Yeah,
and then we
cool.
all became friends.
That's usually how it works out. You have your childhood best friend and your college best friend.
That's true.
Yeah, that's
right.
true.
And are you 100% confident in your decision to have two maids of honor?
Yes.
Because Tracy did that.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and I think it was the best decision I ever made.
Why is that? Oh, touche, Miss Honey.
Do the two maids of honor think it was the best decision you ever made, or do you think that independently they may think one of they would be better than the other?
I think independently they would think that maybe one of them was more suited to be my maid of honor than the other.
Hypothetically.
Like, hypothetically.
Had one of them said something to you, you could probably imagine how that conversation would go.
Hypothetically, had both of them said something to
okay.
me.
But it does relieve responsibility from just being one.
That's
I mean, because I've been
true.
Maid of honor before, so, I mean, you know, at least they get to split
work.
The duty.
Now, it's your ceremony. Are they going to walk down the aisle together?
That's, we're still ironing out those details.
Okay.
I'm thinking about having them walk side by side.
Side by side is really cute. Or they could duke it out over the hottest groomsmen. To walk them down.
God, that's true.
We thought about doing it friend style, you know, where they have to fight to whoever stands first.
Yeah.
I think that's a good idea.
And when is your wedding?
October 23rd.
Awesome.
So it's coming up.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Very cool.
So, go ahead, Tracy.
Well, I just want to know, because I had to decide who stands closest to you. Because they can walk down the aisle together, but inevitably somebody's got to stand next to you.
Well, we're
so basically, who's your favorite? Just
yeah.
kidding.
We're going to help with that.
Okay.
Because we're willing to, Joy, we're willing to send you in early. We've got one more slot, and you can go in early and start looking for your wedding dress.
Shut up.
Shut up.
But you can only take one person with you. And it has
so
to be
mean.
One of your maids of honor. So we'll give them each up to a minute to make a pitch on why they are the better maid of honor.
Oh, that's tough.
Wow.
You can't,
the truth shall come out.
Yeah, so you each, I mean, you're selling yourselves. This is important for the rest of her life. She's going to remember who helped her pick out her wedding gown. You have 60 seconds to make that be you. Otherwise, you'll be forgotten about.
Well, this is basically
so mean.
This is basically what they've been telling the friends behind her
right.
about
yeah.
why they, you know.
I'm
so
the better
maid
of honor because.
Yeah, so.
So 60 seconds each, and then they got to get in there.
Can
we're
I
running out of time
calling?
Here.
Yeah, who wants to go first? Stephanie, who you've known since you were just tiny little kids in diapers at age 6? Or Murray, since you were, is that right, Murray?
Mm-hmm.
Murray.
I'm her little sister in the sorority.
She's known me longer.
Okay. Oh,
it's coming out.
Now, which sorority?
I think,
just to give it a shout out?
Alpha Z Delta.
Okay.
Hey, I'm her twin in the sorority. So.
Uh-oh. I forgot to mention that.
Well,
getting dirty.
Who's going first, Stephanie or Marae?
I'll go first.
All right, Stephanie, you've known her since, what, six?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. You have 60 seconds to go.
Okay. I've known you longer. You were the first person I met. You're my best friend in the whole world. I tell you everything. Think about what I do for a living, working with my clients. I'm very trustworthy. I'll be patient in there, and I can stay calm under pressure. Think about all the stuff we went through in high school, all the terrible boys that we both dated. I saw You go through so much turmoil in high school, and
I'm in
I saw you meet
right
Ben,
now.
And I saw you fall in love with him, and I've been there the whole way.
And who is Ben?
Everything.
My fiance.
Okay.
Her wonderful fiance.
I hope.
Hi, Ben. And I love you.
All right.
Way to go, Stephanie.
That's Stephanie's
well
pitch.
Done.
She definitely went the longevity angle.
Yes, but she did.
The stuff that happens since seventh grade is nonsense. That doesn't really count. Marae
yes,
still
does.
Has a chance. Life counts in college.
That's right.
Marae.
Life starts.
That's right.
On your own.
Take a number.
Hey, what you can remember of it.
All right, Marae, you've got up to 60 seconds. Save
all right.
Yourself.
Well, let's start. First of all, you found my wedding dress here at Running of the Brides. So I'd like to thank you for that. Also, let's just talk about my fashion sense. If you ever always talk about, just remember that in your mind. You want it to look beautiful. Also, I want you to think about the movie that we play in our heads. Joy, this is in the movie. Also, dancing with our straighteners, jumping on the bed. We could be jumping in our wedding dresses that I picked for you.
Oh.
And in our underwear. That's not allowed. Sorry.
Talk more about that.
Jeff. Easy.
And I'm going to find the perfect dress. I know what I can see it in 1 second, and I'll find it. And you know I will.
You realize it's difficult for anyone to take you seriously talking about fashion sense while you're wearing Shamrock Shoe Boppers. I mean, the only thing that you've got going for you is that everybody's wearing something jacked up on their head.
You love it.
All right.
You know I'll find it.
Joy.
All right, Joy.
Can I choose neither? Because I hate this.
You have to pick
have
one.
To pick one.
Pick
it
one.
Is never easy on the Burt Show.
Come
well,
on,
we love people
one.
Crying on this show.
Aw.
Cry.
Oh
what just happened?
What have we become?
We're so jaded.
I just want to flip a coin.
You can't flip
do
a coin.
This.
You heard their pitches. The pressure is on.
You got to pick one.
You probably picked the worst person to make this decision ever.
Can I have my friends pick?
You have 60 seconds, Joy, to pick this.
You got to pick one or else you're not going in.
I hate this.
Uh-oh, she really is going to cry.
I know. Oh. This is tough.
God. This is a great idea, Tracy.
We're witches.
Not a great idea.
Or you could pass on them both and just go in and run like you normally were going to.
What if we both went in together?
Stop changing the rules.
Yep.
Jeff is the
not
only one who can change the rules in the middle of a game.
Yes.
Right.
If you have ever played with him since he was 8 years old, that's the way it goes in Jeff's world.
Say name.
Oh, I know. Whoever gets to go in with me, the other one walks first.
That's
a good one.
Oh.
Marae did not like that.
That's fair play.
Fair play.
What?
So like
Stephanie said that Marae could go in so that she could walk first in the wedding.
So Marae would be next to me if I chose her. Wait, no.
Are you seriously comparing heights to see who's going to stand next to you at the wedding?
No. Oh, is that what she's doing?
I know Joy so well, I already know her answer.
All right, Joy, we need an answer. Who's going in to you to pick out your wedding dress right now? Just say it and get it over with. Like
do
Band-Aid.
It!
Well, because Stephanie gave me your blessing.
Say it!
Would you rather stand next to me?
I don't know. I take it back now.
You can't take it back.
We are only on the air until 10 o'clock.
I'm sorry. Okay.
I'm just kidding.
This is hard. I know. It's terrible. I hate that.
And okay. The door's open at 8.
Okay.
And your mama's looking at you.
Hi, Mom.
Oh, she's giving that. You better make a decision, honey.
We don't have an answer in 10 seconds. You got to go into
the
room.
Okay.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Marae.
Okay.
All right. Marae's going in.
That was so mean. You all can go in. Seriously, all three of you go.
Oh,
yeah, go.
Jeff,
all three of you guys go.
What? We had 3 slots.
Yeah, all three of you guys get to go in.
Yeah, take your mom, too.
Yes, go!
Go!
Go, 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 go! Joy's like, oh, my God, why did you... That's going to be a conversation later.
Uh-huh. You know what? That would still happen. She still said Marae.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.